Joining us this morning is Michelle Kyle. She's the lead donor recruitment representative for Memorial Blood Centers. We just had a drive, a blood drive, or we're having one coming up at the university. Maybe there are some coming up and in your office, too. And because blood drives happen so often, I think possibly we lose sight of how important they really are. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what is the importance of blood donation, in particular here in our area?
Yeah, so Memorial Blood Centers is a local nonprofit organization, and we supply blood to 19 hospitals in the Northland, along with both air ambulance services in the state of Minnesota and northwestern Wisconsin. So there is no substitute for blood. So if we do not have blood donors coming in to donate, we don't have blood on the shelf in those situations where blood is needed, and that is quite often. So donating blood is very important, and the number one reason why people don't do it is because they've never been asked. So thank you so much for having me today to help us spread the word for that need.
And that seems kind of surprising, I guess, because most people can remember a number of times that there's been a blood drive either in their workplace or somebody says there's one coming up at this event this weekend or fill in the blank. How many people really use the I'm afraid of needles excuse?
That's probably our number two reason. I have talked to quite a few people that seem to have a fear of needles. Well, and I would say, let's be honest, nobody probably likes the idea of getting stuck with a needle. But what I like to share with people is, you know, I think they think that it's going to be a much bigger deal than it really is. I myself have donated almost 7 gallons of blood, and I can tell you that every single donation has gone very smooth for me. The key really is to preparing beforehand, making sure that you have a good meal, drinking plenty of fluids. And the fluids is probably the most important thing that's going to help the whole process to go really smooth. If you've survived a sliver, and that's probably even worse, you can donate blood. And that's about, it's less pain than that. If you can handle a finger poke, you can handle donating blood.
Well, and besides, it's in your arm, you know, and I mean, your arm doesn't hurt as much as your finger does.
That's right. They check your, when you come in, you'll go through an interview. They'll check your blood pressure, your temperature, and they also check your hemoglobin, which is a finger poke. And that's why I say if you can handle that part, the donating blood part is not that bad. In your arm, you don't have as many nerve endings. So it's really surprising how painless it really is.
Well, and bring a book. Or look at something on your phone. You know, if you
That's
look,
right.
I mean, if you look and if looking's going to make you feel a little woogie, just look away. Now,
That's right.
Here's one of my problems. I take antidepressants. I'm on medication. And I have been turned down on a number of occasions. This is in years past because of the fact that I have the medication in my blood. Now, my thought would be that if you need blood, happy blood might not be a bad idea because you're probably not having the best day as it is. But obviously, if you do have to take daily medications, you could possibly be turned down. What are some of the medications that are kind of a no-no if you'd like to donate blood?
Well, if I could take a minute, I'll actually run through just a few kind of general eligibility things. If you are an adult donor, so over 18, we just need you to be 110 pounds in overall good health. We do get a lot of questions about medications and medical conditions. We are regulated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, because blood is used to treat a medical condition. So things like heavy blood thinners, Coumadin, that's one example of a medication that would not be okay. Antidepressants actually for the most part are okay. Low blood pressure medications are okay. Things that are considered maintenance medications, antidepressants, birth controls, vitamins, things like that, that your doctor has you on to maintain. Diabetics can donate. Their medications are fine. So actually, there's a lot of medications that are okay. Sometimes it's the medical condition and the concern for the donor that it may not be safe for you or may aggravate your condition if you donate. So those are all things we can check out. Tattoos are only a one-week deferral. Cancer patients, a lot of them can donate after being cancer-free for a year. So there's a lot of things, and I encourage people, if they've been deferred for something in the past, rules do change. And so it's good to check with us if it's been a while since you've donated, just to make sure that that's still a deferral or perhaps you're actually okay to donate.
So if people are, let me ask one more question before we wrap up here, though. I know that a lot of students and a lot of folks take advantage of the opportunity to donate plasma, and mm-hmm. that's something that they actually can be reimbursed for. Let's just refresh for people what the difference is between making a plasma donation as opposed to a blood donation.
So the blood that's donated to us, to Memorial Blood Centers, is transfused directly into a patient. And because of that, we cannot pay people for their donation. We have to have 100% voluntary blood donations because we have to be able to guarantee to the FDA and to the general public that our donations are safe for transfusion. So people are coming in, they're coming in out of the kindness of their heart, they're not getting anything for it, so they have no reason not to be honest with us when we're asking them health history questions. The plasma center is also very regulated, but the products that they make are not transfused directly into patients, and so they fall under different guidelines.
All right. So that it just explains to people, for some people, getting poked with a needle is getting poked with a needle. So now we understand the difference.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So you folks have listened to you today. Maybe they listened to Julianne Vacek talk about her transplant surgery a couple of weeks ago, and they want to do the right thing. They want to donate blood. They want to make a difference. How do they do it?
Well, actually, we are on campus today doing a blood drive. We do have T-shirts for all of the donors. We're there from 9 to 4, and we do have room for walk-ins. So if you're listening and you're on campus or around campus, we'd love to see you. We are on campus the first Thursday of every month, parked over by the Kirby Student Center. So always looking for donors there. You can visit our website, mbc.org. We have donor centers in Virginia, Hibbing, Duluth, and Superior. Those have a variety of hours during the week where you can come in and make a donation at your leisure when it works good for you. And we also, as you mentioned before, have blood mobiles all over town. So if you want something close to you, please visit our website or give us a call, and we will get you plugged in.
Fantastic. Michelle, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and have a fabulously successful drive today. We'll get a link set up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Michelle Kyle is the lead donor recruitment representative, and she joined us for Memorial Blood Centers, and she joined us this morning as our guest right here on Northland Morning.